my dear devotees and my dear skeptics. All of you who are here in the town of Vashana, after a 64 round stay, must be special souls. Souls on which the sidelong glances of Srimati Radharani have fallen. And therefore this evening, I will not hesitate to describe to you something which is only to be described in the assembly of great saints. It's the very first meeting of Radha and Krishna and what went on in their hearts. The holy name is the greatest treasure in Lord Krishna's treasure house. For the worldly minded, the holy name, when chanted, absolves them from sin. For those who are practicing devotees, the holy name grants perfection. But for those who are already steeped in pure love of Godhead, the holy name becomes an ocean of rasa, where the devotees taste the different mellows and shades and varieties in that great ocean of love. For those who begin their chanting of the holy name, they need to understand that in this world of birth and death, the individual souls and Lord Krishna's holy name alone are spiritual. Everything else is made of matter. My dear devotees, Krishna has assumed the form of his holy name and descended in this form here into the material world. Thus the holy name alone is our first introduction to Krishna. And it was also the first introduction which Radharani had to Krishna. When Srimati Radharani first heard the name Krishna here in Vashana, she became totally overwhelmed. She felt so many feelings in her heart that she needed to speak to her friend Lalita about it. And she confided in her, "Hey Lalita, I do not know how much nectar these two syllables, Krishna, have produced." When these syllables enter through the ears into the heart, they take full possession of the heart so that all the other senses which are directed by the heart become inert and we cannot move any longer. When Radharani heard this name Krishna, it began to occupy her thoughts from morning till evening. The Goswamis say that this name began to rise higher and higher in the heart of Radha, just like the moon, which raises higher. And just like the moon rays make this Chandrakanta jewel, it's a special jewel, melt and flow into many directions, the rising moon of Krishna's name made Radharani melt, so that her heart started to move in ways which she could not control. One day, in great anxiety, she called Lalita again to the side and said, "Oh, Lalita, I don't know what is happening to me. Since I have heard the name Krishna, my heart is no longer the same. And I'm afraid to confess to you that the worst of all dramas has happened to me. I'm not just attracted to one person. I am attracted on top of this one person to two other persons. Once Vishakha showed me a picture of a young boy who had a blackish complexion and a peacock feather. And just by seeing this picture, I became attracted also to him. So I'm attracted to the person who has the name Krishna. I'm attracted to that person whose picture I saw with the peacock feather. And on top of it, every day, a beautiful boy comes by my window herding cows. And I also love him so much." Lalita just said very matter-of-factly, "Oh, it seems the jewel of the dynasty of Brishabhanu is now about to be thrown on the street. You are attracted to three people." Then she smiled and said, "Do you know that these three people are one? The person whose name is Krishna is the same person who herds the cows coming this way. And it is the same person whom Vishakha has painted with her painting art on the canvas of an ordinary painting into your heart." Sometime later, means sometimes after the bewilderment of Srimati Radharani, which came about by the strong nectar of Krishna's name, Krishna, along with Balaram, entered the forest of Vrindavan. This is actually described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna dances while he enters the forest of Vrindavan. His Vaijajanti garland, victory garland, is dancing on his chest. His fingers dance on his flute. His eyebrows dance. His dhoti dances. Everything dances on the Lord of Dance. and he leaves his footprints for all to see. He has a flower youthfully put on one of his ears, and sometimes, just for fun, Krishna says, this flower should go here, and he puts it on another ear. This way he shows his youthful joy and exuberance. So as Krishna was going with Balaram into the forest, he looked back on the path. And when he looked back, he saw a girl surrounded by a circle of friends, looking towards him and then looking away. And the moment he saw this girl, his heart was struck as if struck by a thunderbolt. All day he didn't walk, but he stumbled around in the forest. He was dazed and confused. And he had no mind for cow herding. He forgot all the names of the cows. And also he was not able to properly play the flute. All day he only thought about one thing. And now you need to hear very much. It is the way he perceived Radha. He thought, what did I see? That gopi was like a flash of lightning on a jeweled temple dome. Just imagine, this is a temple dome. And let us imagine we see this dome from the street. And we would see that it is covered with jewels. Now imagine, on that temple dome, you see that a lightning strikes it, and the color of the lightning gets reflected. It would look much nicer than the flickering writing from outside, which also looks already quite interesting. But imagine a dome made out of jewels, which a lightning flash. Her sari shimmered like a blue cloud, like me. Is she a human being or is she a demigoddess? On that day where Krishna looked back and saw that very special personality surrounded by her friends, he lost all interest in everything else. Later during the day, he said to Sridham and Subal and Madhu, please come with me. There's something not right with my heart. He went down to the riverside of the Jamuna and found a grove, means something which is enclosed by trees. There was a beautiful breeze flowing from the Yamuna. It carried the fragrance of jasmine flowers. And then he said to his three friends, let us sit for a while. I will try to play my flute. He took his flute out. This is whenever Krishna is deep in thought, you must know that he then will go with his flute and play flute. But on that day, no proper melodies came. One spy of Srimati Radharani was a little girl, a little Manjari, watched through the curtain of flowers, how Krishna, you know, the God of beauty and love, was sitting there and was totally distraught. And she ran back to Radha and told her what she saw. She said, "Listen, oh beautiful girl. Krishna does not care for his cows, and he can't play his flute. He's not even pleased by the cooling breezes which blow from the Jamuna. He sits somewhere in the forest grove, and his head is bowed down in melancholy. Oh, beautiful girl, in his heart, the son of Nanda is only thinking of you." "Really?" said Radharani. "Really, do you think?" "It's not a matter of thinking. It is a matter of clear perception." So Krishna said, "Do you know?" To his friends, he said, "Do you know this girl?" "Who do we know?" said his friend. "Well, I can only describe it like this. She looks like a golden flash on a dome of sapphires and jewels. It's very difficult to look for a long time on her because she's so beautiful." "Ah," said Sridhar, "I know this girl." "What?" said Krishna, "how can you know this girl? She's unknowable." Subha said, "Hey, Krishna, it's Sridham's sister. He knows her for sure." "Ah," said Krishna, "is she the daughter of Prishabhanu?" Madhumanga said, "Ha." And then Madhu did something which he had never done before. He rolled up his dhoti and he pulled out a leaf. It was the leaf which had a heart shape. And on this leaf, in very bold letters, one name was written. Radha. That's well, let us, we are here, so one, two, now. Radha. That was written in very bold writing on the letter. And she said, Marumanga said, "Of course I can bring this girl to you. Take her in your hands." And he placed the leaf with the holy name of Radha in Krishna's hands. The moment Krishna touched the name of Radha, his hands became electrified. I would like to show it with you by grabbing now into the electric current. Then you would know what it means to be electrified. But I'm a little respectful to this. He was totally stunned. And listen to this, my dear devotees, because some of you still doubt that the name is identical with the person. He felt totally satisfied. It is said that the name appeared like a sun in his heart. And he said, "O Radha, your auspicious name is sweeter than glistening nectar." My dear devotees, when you drink nectar, Amrita, which is strong, it can bring you back to life. Even if you should happen to suffer from a severe disease. So Krishna said, this is a rasayana, a tonic, which brings life to my dead heart. Thank you so much. The effect on my mind and my heart is that this name pleases me totally. Now, during this time, Krishna was free to wander through the forests and groves of Vrindavan, where Srimati Radharani, who was coming of age, was kept in the house of her in-laws, Jatila, and so on. And her every step was guarded, because the whole atmosphere of Vrindavan seemed to change after Krishna had seen Radha and Radha had heard Krishna's name. There was a special sweetness in the atmosphere of Vrindavan which was not there before. When we say sweetness, we mean something which enlivens us. Sweets in this world sometimes kill you, especially if they're made in India. They have an overdose of sugar and explode all your teeth. They're so unhealthy and so on. But when we say the atmosphere of Vrindavan is sweet, we mean a freshness, a purity which is enlivening to the heart. So, since this transpired, what we just heard, the forest of Vrindavan started to blossom and wake up, because now a pastime was about to take place which was giving sublime joy to the heart of Radha and Krishna, and which gives deep instructions to the sadhakas here in this world. But before we can even dare to approach the shadow of this pastime, we will have to sing a little to purify our hearts so that we are ready. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna was free to wander. He would talk with his friends who were close to him in this particular rasa, or you could say his very confidential friends, Subal, Shreep, Dham, and Madhu Mangala. And Shrimati Radharani was always at home. Krishna would, for instance, go alongside the bank of the Yamuna, and upon seeing the blackish water of the Yamuna, he would be reminded of Radha. Or he would see how the peacock feathers were decorating the ground. When he would see some peacocks who were pulling their peacock feathers behind them on the ground, he would think of the hair of Radha. Everything in the forest reminded him of Radha, with whom he had not spoken a word. And he kept as his most precious belonging that leaf, pipa leaf, which had written in the bold handwriting of his friend Madhu Mangal the name Radha on it. Radha, however, felt like a bird in an iron cage. She could not move about. But just like it is the nature of ladies in this world, she expressed her emotions through her dress. Cultured ladies in this world have this reflection of Radharani's mood. When they feel in a particular way, they will dress in a particular way. Sometimes they change dresses 4 times a day because their moods change. So Radha, on that day which I will tell you about, was dressed in a black zari. She had a few pearl ornaments on the zari, and her eyes was encircled by black kajal. She looked very, very mesmerizing in that black outfit, especially because since she had heard the name Krishna, it seemed that her complexion was aglow with a special color which was not found before. So on this day, which I will try to speak about, she took her black braid, do you know? Tressle, it's also called. And she looked at her black hair, and she started to sigh. And as she was sighing, her breath was becoming very hot. The gopis said, "We must pacify our princess. She dresses in black and uses black eyeliner. Since she has seen this monsoon black boy Krishna, she misses him so much that her breath is becoming like fire from the Viraha Agni, that the fire of separation." if we don't bring Krishna to her, Radharani will die. Then we will die right afterwards, and then all of Vrindavan dies. Because without Radha and the gopis, there's no Vrindavan. So the gopis had an idea. They went to Radha. Radha, your love can no longer be concealed. It is seen in the dress which you wear, and it is also felt in the breath which comes from you. You must write him a letter in which you express your full heart. Then this somehow it will come together. So Radharani is very shy, and she at first wanted Lalita to write the letter. But Lalita said, such a letter must be written by the Nayika, the heroine who is in love. Only then it will have its effect on the person whom she loves. So Radha got a leaf out and a stencil that's something like a pen but without flowing ink. A stencil has to be put into golden ink or any ink, and then you use it, and then you can write one word, and then you have to again put it in the ink and write. So Radharani started her letter with the syllable Krish. Yes, only one syllable she managed. Then her hand froze. She looked at Krish, and one prahaha passed. But because when she wrote Krish, she saw the form of Krishna and the qualities of Krishna and all the leelas which began to crowd her consciousness, she just couldn't continue to write. One prahaha passed. Then Lalita said, this letter is complete. There's nothing to be added. It is highly expressive. Krishna will understand. Perfect. All the gopis were very excited and said, perfect letter, perfect letter, perfect letter. My dear devotees, I'm telling this leela to make you understand what it means when we say so matter-of-factly, the name Krishna and the person Krishna are identical. You should hear what this means in the spiritual world, and then your shraddha can grow, your faith can grow. So Rati was called. She is a very small and very fast runner, and was an absolutely trustworthy to Radharani. And Radha gave this letter in Rati's hand, and she couldn't speak, but with her eyes she said, go quickly. I don't know how long I will be able to live without his presence. Go quickly and deliver this letter in his hands, not in anybody else's hands, not in his friends' hands, not in his parents' hands. You deliver it quickly. You are like my life breath. I trust you so much. You quickly go. Rati took a golden basket, put the leaf inside, covered it nicely, and then started to make haste. And what was with Krishna? All Krishna could think about was Radha. But where was she to be found? And how could he hope to approach a flash of lightning on a bejeweled temple dome. As he was discussing with his friends, all of a sudden he saw Rati coming, and they stopped the discussion. "Oh," said Krishna, "who are you?" And Rati said, "A messenger." "Are you a messenger of her?" "Yes," said Radha. "She wrote you a letter." When Krishna heard the sentence, "She wrote you a letter," he became very shy and he said to Madhu Mangal, "You are a Brahmin. You can read nicely. You take the letter and you read it to me. I don't know if I read, maybe something unusual will happen with me." So Rati said, "No, I cannot give the letter to Madhu Mangal." Madhu Mangal said, "Such letters are not to be read by outsiders. You have to read the letter, Shyam Sundar. I can't help you with this." So the letter came in Krishna's hand. But before Rati gave the letter, she was very intelligent. She gave a yasmin garland. Yasmin's flowers, I think we all know, they smell very, very sweet. And they have a little bit the color of Radharani. And this garland was put around Krishna. Krishna started already. In New York slang, you say, to lose it. Then Krishna said, before he took the letter, "How is Radha?" Rati said, "She is in great separation. She's mad in separation from you." "The last time I saw her, she was trying to churn water in a yogurt pot." You know, you make yogurt, you churn yogurt to get butter, but Radha was taking water to make butter. "She's desperate to see you, but her in-laws keep her like a bird in a cage. However, she wrote a letter to you in which she expressed everything." Tossed by various emotions, Krishna took the letter from Rati and then said to Madhu Mangal, "You have to help me," and gave the letter in Madhu's hands. And Rati could not protest. Madhu looked at the letter. You remember what was written on the letter? "Krish, you know everything." And he took that letter and said, "What a perfect letter. It is very long. You have to read it. It's an exceedingly long letter. Such letters are best read by the persons for whom it is meant." Then Madhu handed the letter to Krishna. And when Krishna saw this syllable, which was the first syllable of his name, Krish, he understood everything. All his names expanded from this one syllable, he could feel the longing which Radha felt for him. She could feel, he could feel how she was permanently changed after seeing him that one day when he went into the forest and looked back. And Krishna just looked at the letter, and again time passed. Krishna didn't speak, his friends didn't speak, only slowly, 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 two tears which looked like diamonds began to form in the eye corners of Krishna's lotus eyes, and these diamonds started to roll over the cheeks of Krishna, and that looked so beautiful. Subal said, such a long letter needs a suitable reply. Rati, do you have some writing instruments here? We are cowherd boys. We only have sticks and flutes and horns. But you are refined, cultured gopis. Yes, 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 said Rati. And she had another leaf and a stylus just ready. And then Krishna started to write. He wrote only one syllable. That's as far as he could get. And the syllable was Ra. Very good. In the Brahmanda Purana, it is said that when Krishna hears someone say Ra, he comes running in the direction of that person. So let us again say a big loud Ra. This is what happens when Krishna is, oh, it's a becoming Krishnarized, the atmosphere here. Then he could not move further. This letter was given to Srimati Radharani. She opened it, and the moment she saw it, she raised her beautiful head and said one sentence: he has accepted me. That's what I can see from this letter. He has accepted me, oh my friends. I must meet Krishna by the Yamuna tonight. And this is what happened. Radha read from this one syllable, Ra, meet me at the Yamuna tonight. And she went on that day out from the village of Varshana. She ran very fast. Sometimes she hid in some houses, behind some houses. And when she came to the edge of the forest, she heard the night watchman making his noise and was shocked. She waited behind a tree when he was passed or had passed by, then darted into the forest. How she found the forest path is a mystery. It must have been that the forest of Vrindavan helped her along the way. And she went quickly to the Yamuna. There was no map. There was no guide. No lamp. Only Krishna, 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 Krishna. That holy name became the lamp, the guide, and the map for Radha to find that meeting place. And in the same way, Krishna stepped into the dark forest and quickly went until he came to the clearing where Radha was waiting for him. And as the divine couple saw each other in the night, Radha was only surrounded by a few maidservants and Krishna was alone. As their eyes fell upon each other, they felt immediately very familiar, because so much names, so many names had been pronounced by Radha. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And so many names had been chanted by Krishna. Radha, Radha, Radha. And the names were for the divine couple no less real than their forms and qualities. Because in the spiritual world, in Goloka Vrindavan, there is no difference between the name and the person. And when Radha was chanting Krishna's name, he was fully there for her. And when Krishna chanted Radha's name, she was fully present. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Haibo, 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Kane bai Radhika charana pai Radha nama Kane Krishna chandra Sankshepe kohila kata Kuchaha manera vyata Dukha maya Anya kata dvandva. O brother, O sister, if you chant the name of Krishna, Radhika will be pleased with you and will bless you in many ways. And if you chant the name of Radha, Krishna will be pleased to fulfill your innermost desires. This one instruction is the essence of all advice, beyond which there is nothing, and by which all troubles fly away. If you hear words to the contrary, ignore them for your good, because they will only bring you sorrow. By chanting, worldly people are absolved from sin. Just by chanting, practicing devotees attain the perfection. And by chanting, pure devotees swim in the ocean of rasa. I think today when we ended our chanting session in Teyakadamba, and Bhujan Prabhu led us through this wonderful prayer, Kabe Habe Mora Sei Dinamo, Kabe Bolo Habe Sei Dinamo, when will this day come? You know, and then so many things, when I will chant purely, when my offenses will flee from my heart. I think a very important truth was revealed to us. And that truth is that when you have found the holy name, your horizontal travels can be finished and you can go now vertical. What I mean with this is something I tried to express to my friend in Germany two days ago when I wrote him a letter. My friend is a professor of theology and philosophy, and he explores everything. He knows more about Raga Nuga Bhakti than anyone. He's read everything in Sanskrit, and he knows about Sufism, oh, so much. He knows about Rupa Goswami's writing so much. He's reading and reading, and he knows about Christian, what is it called? Gnosticism. Oh, he knows everything. And I wanted to write him something. I wanted to say, my dear Edmund, my life has become very simple. I am stopping my journeys through so many books, so many philosophies, so many concepts about God and how to approach Him. I don't want to go horizontal any longer. I don't need to visit any this and that and this information. I just want to travel now deep. Deep. I want to stay in one place, but I don't want to leave that, but I want to go deeper and deeper and deeper. That place is the holy name. I am very, very excited to read his answer. Friends can sometimes tease each other a little bit. Because then the mind becomes peaceful. Like Narottam says here, if you chant the name of Krishna, who will be pleased? And if you chant the name of Radha, who will be pleased? And then he says, Krishna will fulfill your innermost desires. This instruction is the essence of all advice. When you meet someone who tells you something else, ignore these words, because it will bring you only sorrow. You know the author of this? It's not a fanatic new devotee of the Hare Krishna movement. It's Narottam Das Thakur. It's really someone who knows these things. So I thank you all very, very much for really giving your best in Teh Kadamba. I talked with Burijam Prabhu, and we both felt that this visit was particularly blessed, and most of the devotees, all of the devotees really gave their best. And I'm sure that some of you experienced also intense struggles, moments of sweetness, moments of realizations. Whatever it is that you experienced, that was just right for you. Krishna, Srimati Radharani have placed these realizations on your path, so that don't forget them. Everything is important. The bliss and the struggle is equally important for us who are on our way. But whatever your experiences were, you were so good. You really tried your best. You were not distracted. Very, very nice. Very, very impressed by you. Really, very impressed, and feel very honored to be in your presence. Two things need to be said before I will ask Prashanta to speak. Tomorrow we have, believe it or not, our final session. It sounds absurd and paradox, but it is so. So please don't forget this clay pot there in the corner with the question mark. Is there something in already? I hope no snake. Something is already in there. But if you have questions, please don't forget to put your questions in there. A second is, many of you know that my Sharanagati team has a little charity here in Braj called Braj Care. And many have approached me to inquire, with an inquiry, how can we get more, how can we know more about them? We have a very interesting program. We call it Braj Care in Practice. It will be outside of the retreats, not during the Govardhan retreat, in other words. It's 3 days where you will be able to visit with the doctors of Braj Care, the devotees of Braj, and you will see how they you know, are greeted by such grateful residents of Vrindavan. You will see some saints, some many widows whom we take care. You will be able to clean a holy place, which is also one of the activities of Braj Care, to take care of the holy places. It is something small, but it is something from the heart, because we want to get the blessings of the residents of the Holy Dham through this effort. So those who are interested to know more, and also those who are interested to do field work and go into the field of Braj, they should please contact my secretary, Banu Nandini. Could you kindly raise? This is Banu Nandini, and she will be, when the evening ends, there where the moon is, the full moon, and you can, and they will meet together, and you will discuss, you will get to know when they meet, how to, what this is. You can also write down the web page if this is the first time where you hear about it. It's very, very, very spiritual, this Braj Care, and very much geared towards obtaining strong blessings by the residents of the Dham. So questions and answer and Braj Care. With this, I want to shut my mouth. I thank you very much. I like so much to talk about Krishna. One cannot always find a receptive audience, but you have chanted the whole day. And then one is naturally quite interested in, who's this Krishna? Who's this Radha, whose name I always chant?